Hi, this is Wade Rausch from Xconomy. It's Friday, July 10th, 2009, and I'm here with an audio version of my Worldwide Wade column for today, Personal Podcasting with Audio Boo, UK's Twitter for Voice. The human voice is making a comeback. For a while, it looked like email, instant messaging, blogs, RSS, and all the internet's other texty goodness might permanently eclipse the old-fashioned phone call and other voice-driven forms of communication. Even the spread of cell phones hasn't halted the tide of text. More than a third of mobile phone owners use their phones primarily to send SMS text messages rather than making actual calls, according to research from Cambridge, Mass-based Flingo. But a stream of new mobile device applications designed for voice input might be restoring the balance. This month, I'm excited about two examples in particular: the new Voice Memo app that showed up with Apple's iPhone 3.0 operating system, and Audio Boo, a nifty audio recording app for the iPhone with a surprising origin: Channel 4, Britain's publicly funded alternative television network. Along with several other programs, these apps are turning the iPhone into a handy platform for personal podcasting, an emerging genre of amateur digital publishing that's as convenient and spontaneous as Twitter, but because it's actually a person talking, feels more human. First, a word about Voice Memo on the iPhone. Many mobile phones come with a voice recording function these days, so it wasn't a surprise to see Apple add one when it updated the iPhone operating system last month. It's fairly basic. It lets you make new audio notes and review your old notes, all of which get copied to your iTunes library whenever you sync. But there's also a basic editing feature that lets you trim a voice memo by lopping time off the beginning or the end. Best of all, there's a share button that lets you send out copies of voice memos via email. I really like this sharing feature, which is great for sending people quick voice messages, and has two advantages over conventional voicemail. First, the sound quality is far superior. Voice memos are monaural, but they don't get compressed in the way your voice does when you're leaving a message for someone over a cell network. Also, emailing a voice memo is a substitute for voicemail for those times when you want to leave a voice message, but you don't want to risk actually talking to the person. But if it's audio publishing you're interested in, there's a much better option. Audio Boo, which came out this spring, takes care of all of the distribution aspects, which is why some people are calling it Twitter with voice. I guess you could also say that it's 1K short of audio book, which gets at the amateur aspect of the project nicely. It's the creation of Best Before Media, a small group of technologists and designers in London, and was built with financial support from 4IP, a venture fund created by Britain's Channel 4 to support digital media innovation. Audio Boo isn't a professional audio platform by any means. It doesn't come with any editing features, even a simple trimming feature like the one in the Apple Voice Memo app. But what's really good for is sharing. The app lets you record for up to 5 minutes. When you're done, you can give your recording a title, and if you want, attach a photograph. If you give the app permission, it'll also geotag your recording with your latitude and longitude. Then the app automatically uploads your recording and your photo to the Audio Boo website, which functions as a sort of community audio blog. Each recording, or boo, has its own webpage where other people can listen to it, see the associated photo, and view the location where you recorded the boo. You can grab the HTML code that lets you embed boos in other webpages. The iPhone app also lets you browse and hear recent boos. And here there are two other big features to the Audio Boo platform that I think are important. First, you can link your Audio Boo account to your Twitter or Facebook account, so that whenever you upload a new boo, Audio Boo will send an automatic notice to your Twitter followers and post a status update on your Facebook profile. Both of these include a link that leads your followers and your friends back to your recording's Audio Boo webpage. Second, you can sign up to follow your favorite Audio Boo users, just the way you would on Twitter, except that here follow has a slightly different meaning. Audio Boo assembles boos from everyone that you're following into a custom podcast to which you can subscribe using iTunes. That means every time you sync your phone, there'll be a new podcast waiting for you with the latest Audio Boo updates from everyone you follow. These two features, which take care of the distribution problem, are what turn Audio Boo from a mere audio recording tool into a real publishing tool. Of course, at the moment, much of the stuff being published on Audio Boo is rubbish. But that's to be expected, because it's still new. I think in short order there will be an elite group of Audio Boo artists finding clever, entertaining, and educational uses for the medium. Why wouldn't there be? We've seen exactly the same thing happen with blogs, podcasting, and Twitter. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. This is Wade Rausch signing off from Xconomy.